Martin Zender here, broadcasting from my onboard camera, just because I can. I haven't made a political statement in a while. That's true. Thank you for noting the oversight. I will do that today, here on the Revelation series. It has to do with the Laodiceans. I'm going to make a political comment on American politics. And really, this applies to all politics, but especially what's going on now in America. Speaking of the Laodiceans, the Lord says concerning them that seeing that you are saying that rich am I, rich have I become, and of nothing have I need, and you are not aware that you are wretched, forlorn, poor, blind, and naked. Wow. They thought they were only two things, rich and in need of nothing. Turns out they were four things, the exact opposite of what they thought they were. One of the reasons certain people in this country hate the president, Donald Trump, is because they hate the people who voted for Donald Trump. Donald Trump was elected by the breadbasket of this country, the breadbasket of the United States, the middle of the country, the people who produce stuff. Some people would wrongly call them common people. I don't call them that because it's very uncommon to dedicate yourself to getting married, having children, raising a family, making a better community, supporting your community and your family. This is an American thing. It has to do with hard work, has to do with sacrifice, has to do with feeling good about yourself, that you're gainfully employed, and that you are not idle, and that you are working. You are working not only for yourself, for your family and your community, but for yourself, because work is good for you. So these are really basic human desires. And these kinds of people voted for Donald Trump under the promise that they would be left alone by the government, that their tax burden would be decreased because they just want to run their business. They just want to make a decent living. They don't want to give half of their profits to the government so that the government can give that to people who don't work. So it's just a natural human desire. Very simple, you might say. But are the people simple? And this is the prejudice that part of the country has on the part of the country that elected Donald Trump. There are people on the coasts of our country. For those of you viewing this show from other countries, you probably already know this. There are people that think of themselves as rich. They think of themselves as what we call elites. They think of themselves as smarter than anyone else. They are the sophisticates. They are what they would say the smartest people in the room. And they look down their noses at people who work for a living. What do? They think for a living. They have dinner parties for a living. They influence opinion for a living. They're engaged in mainly intellectual pursuits while they eat their lunch. They're salade niçoise. They eat their lunch that was produced by farmers in Nebraska. Oh, yes. But they conveniently forget about all that and they look down their noses at the so-called commoners. And so the hatred for Trump is a hatred for the Trump voter. And the Trump voter is basically blue-collar America. And there are white-collar people who have blue-collar mentalities. Trump has been called in this country the blue-collar billionaire. That is, he does have a heart, I believe he does, for working-class people. But this snobbery, I detest. I detest looking down on people who drive pickup trucks and who wear Levi's and who wear work boots and who drive tractors. I used to do a little bit of it myself. Why? I'm from Canton, Ohio. It's a city. I was raised in the suburbs, so my fingernails are clean. I'm better than people who have dirty fingernails. My back is straight. I'm better than people whose backs are bent from working on cars or repairing tractors. What arrogance. What unfounded pride. And so I thought of this when thinking of the Laodiceans. I had a discussion with a friend who thinks that it would be great if the middle of the country was just blown up, destroyed. Because this friend hates Trump and hates the people who voted for Trump. They must be a bunch of idiots, a bunch of hayseeds, a bunch of hacks, a bunch of dumb hillbillies. This friend would preserve all the wonderful, clean, smart people on the coasts. I had to tell my friend something that my friend didn't realize. That if the middle of the country were blown up, the production of the country would, need I say, come to a screeching halt. However, if the intellectuals on the coasts, let's say, were suddenly blown up, I don't think anybody would really notice. New York, LA, Washington, Boston. Yeah. Not saying that we should do this as an experiment, not saying that at all. I'm just saying that you got it a little confused, my friend. It's the other way around. You can blow up the coasts and we'd be fine. Do not blow up red states. We will die. Blue states, fine. Red states, die. Okay, I have wonderful friends in blue states. I don't want any state to be blown up. Don't misunderstand me, please. I don't want states to be blown up. No, not even Rhode Island. I like Rhode Island. It's cute. So it's just the arrogance of thinking that one class of people is better than another class. I could be accused of this in the realm of theology by saying that people who believe in eternal torment or people who believe in free will or even people who go to church are lesser people than me. They're somehow of another class. Well, they're not. I don't consider myself above anyone. I love people who make this country work, or any country, any workers in any country. There's always the elites. I mean, you look at a religion, for instance, like Hinduism, they have the caste system, and the priestly caste, they're better than the working caste, and it's just a real disparity there, and to the point of abuse. This is what happens when any government becomes big. The people in government think they're better. This is the problem in America. Another reason why people wanted Trump is because the people who run the government in Washington, D.C., once they get inside that beltway, they start thinking that they're better than everybody else and that nobody else knows how to live their lives correctly. And that the government, they now think they have the wisdom to tell everybody else how to live their lives. This will eventually become, if this gets big enough, it will become a dictatorship, become a totalitarian government. And it happens. Every time you put people in charge of other people, they start to get arrogant. They start to only talk among themselves, and they're insulated. And they get this crazy idea that they're smarter than everybody else, which is insane. They don't do anything either. They just regulate. They want to regulate. They don't actually produce anything. What does the government produce? Nothing. Produces burdens. Produces red tape. It's totally inefficient because it overregulates everything, including itself. I forgot whatever point I was pursuing there. Oh, this idea of people think they're better than other people. Oh, in the theological realm. Yeah, I'm not better than people who believe in eternal torment. They're stupid on that, in that department. They're stupid on that particular point, but I'm not better than them. I argue with them, not anything based on class or a position in life. I argue with them concerning facts, concerning data, scriptural data. It's strictly a logical argument. It's strictly an argument, concerning evidence or non-evidence. I'm not any better than anybody else who believes differently than me. In some ways, I'm probably worse. It doesn't matter. I don't look at people that way, better or worse. I look at them like, what are you doing? What are you producing? Are you taking care of your family? Are you freeloading? Are you contributing? I probably do have the opposite problem. I tend to look down on people who think they're elites. It's just ridiculous to me. I mean, even when I lived in Greenwich, Ohio, there were people in Greenwich who thought they were better than other people in Greenwich. Yes, it's pronounced Greenwich. It's not Greenwich. It's named after the Connecticut city of Greenwich and the England, the city of Britain called Greenwich, from which we get Greenwich Mean Time. But now this is Greenwich, and it was a little town. Looks like a grasshopper's eye on the Rand McNally Road Atlas. And people in that town, there were some people who thought they were better. They were snooty. They were snooty in Greenwich, Ohio. I mean, so no matter where you are, people want to be that big fish. And believe me, Greenwich, Ohio was a little pond. But whether you have a little pond or a big pond, this arrogance that's talked about with the Laodiceans is sick, no matter where it surfaces. Rich am I. I have need of nothing. I'm the best. Nobody's smarter than me. It comes with the priesthood. It comes with the government. Oh, the Catholic priests. My God. They think they're entitled to do all kinds of horrible shit. And really, I can't exclude other religions there, can I now? No, the Baptist preachers have this invented, self-imposed moral authority telling you how to live your life based on mishandling of Scripture, reading from wrong parts of Scripture. Today's lesson is from Leviticus. What? Why are you teaching us from Leviticus? For one thing, I'm not a Jew. For another thing, that's ancient history. For another thing, we have a new gospel called grace. Why are you teaching me from Leviticus? Because I want to be an arbiter of your morality. I want to be able to say that I'm better than you. They call themselves elite, but they're stupid. Oh, I'll tell you what they are. Anybody who thinks they're elite, whether you're in government or whether you're living on the coast, whether you're enlightened, whether you like to go to modern art museums and look at a pile of garbage and call it art. Yes. Or you have such esoteric, such high tastes in food, in music, and you go to the opera. Well, that's great. Go to the opera. I don't care. But don't look down on the guy who goes to the country music festival over there in North Fairfield, Ohio. How are you better as a person? Opera music sucks. What is that all about? Why is opera music any better than long, cool woman in a black dress? Or Freebird? Who do you people think you are? Is this a joke? Is this a joke? Where do you find out that you are wretched, forlorn, poor, and blind? Yeah. All you sophisticates in leadership of churches, or all you intellectuals in New York City who live on Park Avenue. Oh boy. You live on Park Avenue? You live on a road called Park? That's exciting. That's really something. Wow. I don't get it. It's got to be about, I think it is, insulation. How great are you if your world is so small that you exclude the rest of it from your circle of, not fellowship, but from your circle of respect? How is that? Get real. Get a life. Look at the Rand McNally Road Atlas. Look at all those little dots all over the place. People live in those little dots. Oh, you live in the metropolis of New York, or you live in the metropolis of Los Angeles, or you, Sir Pope, live at the Vatican. Oh, the Vatican. What the hell is the Vatican? It's a bunch of marble buildings built on the backs of people who gave indulgences to save their relatives from purgatory because your ancestors intimidated the hell out of them with the false teaching of eternal torment. And from that money, you built a big city. And you call it the Vatican. And you shovel bullshit from there to the rest of the world. And wherever the headquarters are for other religions, it's the same deal. I don't care where your headquarters are. As soon as you have a headquarters, you're screwing yourself. World headquarters of the Worldwide Church of God, Pasadena, California. World headquarters of Apple. World headquarters of Xerox, of IBM. World headquarters of Microsoft. Ooh, God's shaking in his little white sandals, in his bronze booties. God's shaking in his bronze booties in awe of Cupertino. Ooh, it's the... I didn't realize this was the head of the Apple Corporation. I was going to destroy this during the tribulation in order to humble humanity and let them know that I'm the true God. But, oh, I didn't know that this was the Apple Corporation. Ooh, I have great respect for Apple. The hell's the matter with you people? So you invent a chip or something that goes into a phone that makes me able to send a smiley face to somebody 100 miles away. Wow. How is that any better than somebody who can put a carburetor into my car? So I can drive places. I can send a smiley face to somebody in Cupertino. I had a guy yesterday change my tire. It was amazing. My tire was all effed up. And I went to a place. And the guy put a new tire on. He took this big drill thing and went. Bruh, 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 bruh. He had those nuts off that rim or whatever you call it. Tired thing. In 5 seconds, it was like pit stop at Daytona. The guy's fantastic. Love the guy. Why is he an idiot? And why are you so important? Everybody who thinks they're important, everybody who has this high opinion of themselves, whether it's in a political sphere, whether it's in a corporate sphere, whether it's in a religious sphere. Oh, sports people. You can throw a ball through a hoop. You're rich and you have need of nothing because you can make a leather ball go through a little iron hoop with a net underneath it and it makes a cool sound. That's special. Or you can throw a football to another guy who catches it. Ooh, that's special. You're great. You're better than other people who can't throw footballs because you're rich, or you might be rich. The Laodiceans say, rich am I, rich have I become. No doubt that's true. And boy, does money screw people up. Apparently. Money makes people think they're better. That's weird. I have a lot of paper with big numbers on it and pictures of presidents and things like that. I have lots of coins with Thomas Jefferson and George Washington on them. Therefore, I'm better than other people. I honestly don't even understand that. I don't even understand it. Especially when you look at the life of Christ and his numero unos, that they were poor in this life. They were living outdoors. I'm outdoors, you know? And They were the wealthiest people on the planet because they were amassing for themselves spiritual wealth. That's the true wealth. You know, if anybody has a right to look down their nose at anybody, it's somebody who has true spiritual wealth. And yet, included in the package of true spiritual wealth is humility. It's, as Paul says, putting others before yourself, thinking of one another more highly than yourself. Taking the default setting that this person's probably got something better to say than me, so I'm going to shut up and listen instead of going into some place and throwing my weight around like I'm just a smart scripture guy. The Bible man's here. You all can relax now. I've arrived. I've come to your emotional rescue. Riding across the desert on a fine Arab charger. No. I walk into a place assuming that everybody's got something to say. Intelligent. They're innocent until proven guilty. When they prove themselves to be stupid, then I will step in. But until then, I deem others more highly than I should, except when I'm driving. No, that's not really true. Even in when I'm driving in South Florida, it's still a matter of you're innocent until proven guilty. Yeah. Almost didn't give myself enough credit there. I'm glad I corrected that.